Exactly. And I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, it's me who normally purchase for her everything.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, the teacher told me about the talent of Sheila. I started nurturing the talent of Sheila. Sheila has not gone to any school for art.
Right. No, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. She just does it. It's something in her. I don't even know how she's doing it because I know nothing.
Charles, what an inspiring story. Keep your inspiration up. Hopefully, with God's grace, you know, if things change, as I'm understanding, the education part seems to be okay now,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So that's a good thing, and hopefully your inspiration will be now diving into other areas, you know?
I have a wish to see all the queens and kings and the presidents of all the continents in this world and the countries.
Yeah, that would be amazing. That would be amazing, yeah.
Yes. My phone is keeping me far. It's taking me far.
Well, that's good, though.
I'm that... seeing the president of Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
He's paying my school fees. I'm so happy.
Yes, no, indeed. I actually watched the coverage, and it was quite amazing, you know, he's quite a gentleman. He came through for you and for your brother. For your brother, I think it's not as big and long as yours, but it's there anyways, right? It is there, which is quite nice, you know, very generous, right? But a person with the stature of a president obviously has much more powers, you know, than ordinary people. But I was impressed with your artistic abilities, and especially when it's real art. You are drawing with your time, right? What do you use? Do you use watercolors, or you use oil, or use canvas? What do you use? Tell us a little bit more, if you don't mind. We are extremely proud and delighted to bring you news, music, and coverage from the continent of Africa and the beautiful islands surrounding it. Welcome again, Masal Al Khair. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Recently, as I was searching through the net, I came across an amazing story of a little woman from Kenya who has been gifted with the ability to make beautiful paintings from scratch. We are talking about Sheila Sheldon Charles. Sheila comes from a very humble background, as the clip I will be playing will illustrate. Now, due to some personal financial hardships that the family has gone through, and to support her mother with her medical expenses, her creative abilities in painting, modeling, and designing have become really augmented and more visible to the public. Sheila and her mom were recently invited and did visit the State House in Kenya and met with the President of Kenya, His Excellency Uhuru Kenyatta. Wow, that's amazing. So let's take a listen to my exclusive interview with Sheila, as I had it here from Canada to Kenya, right across the oceans. How are you doing, Sheila?
Fine.
Okay, that's good. You know what? I was quite happy and quite surprised, actually, at the way you got so much coverage out there. Eh? I was watching Idhaa ya Kiswahili at BBC. This is coming out of London, and that's where I saw your little clip.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So, Sheila, I wanted to find out. I want to congratulate you for your efforts. Do you mind giving a small interview just to talk about the, yourself and perhaps what's the message you probably want to give to young girls such as yourself based on...
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. I really appreciate that. So, just identify for running a radio show, as I told your mother, okay? And it's called Southeast Africa. But obviously, it will be good for the community to learn about how godly intervention sometimes assists in difficult situations of the type that you are in.
That was Shuggy Otis. Before that, I played some Zap. And before that, I played Joe Thomas. Up next, I'm gonna play Grover Washington Jr.
¶¶